Thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. This month on the Mormon Channel, one of the themes that we're going to be exploring is seeking spiritual knowledge. And it might seem kind of simplistic to you because we have so many incredible resources at our fingertips right now that can help us do just that. We have the scriptures, we have LDS.org, Mormon.org, Mormon Channel videos, blogs and radio streams, and the list goes on and on and on. But when a certain process is followed, your attempt to learn something spiritually won't just satisfy this fleeting need to know an answer to a question. This quest for knowledge will really sink deep within your heart and become a part of your life and a part of your testimony. Previous LDS apostle, Elder Richard G. Scott, gave a talk in 1993 entitled Acquiring Spiritual Knowledge, and I recently reread it, and I wanted to share with you a few tips that he offers in his talk to those who wish to make spiritual learning a deeper part of their life. All right, tip number one, he says, in humility, seek divine light. Start your study with prayer. Ask for help and assistance from Heavenly Father in your studies. Elder Scott says, quote, to be humble is to be teachable. Humility permits you to be tutored by the Spirit and to be taught from sources inspired by the Lord, such as the scriptures. The seeds of personal growth and understanding germinate and flourish in the fertile soil of humility. Close quote. Tip number two from Elder Scott is to make studying the scriptures a daily habit. So he quotes President Ezra Taft Benson in his talk, and he says here, quote, we should make daily study of the scriptures a lifetime pursuit. The most important thing you can do is to immerse yourself in the scriptures. Search them diligently, learn the doctrine, master the principles. You must see that searching the scriptures is not a burden laid upon us by the Lord, but a marvelous blessing and opportunity. Close quote. Tip number three is to search for core principles and separate them from the details of the gospel. Elder Scott said, quote, principles are concentrated truths, packaged for application to a wide variety of circumstances. A true principle makes decisions clear even under the most confusing and compelling circumstances. It is worth great effort to organize the truth we gather into simple statements of principle. Close quote. I love that thought, just even for my own personal study. If you keep a journal when you read the scriptures or when you pray or read other books, it's really important to, when you notice and you recognize a principle, to write that nugget down so that you can refer back to it often and that becomes a basis of truth for you. Tip number four from Elder Scott is to exercise faith in Jesus Christ. He said, quote, the need to exercise faith in Christ is absolutely essential. It is the foundation of the plan of salvation. When that exercise of faith is coupled with sincere effort based upon a willingness to hearken to his counsel, great personal growth and blessings follow. Close quote. Tip number five is that when you hear all this great counsel from your studies, we need to hearken to it. And through my studies, I've learned that to hearken means to hear and obey. In Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 43 through 47, it says, and every one that hearkeneth to the voice of the Spirit cometh unto the Father. We really can't get close to Heavenly Father unless we're hearing and seeking out his wisdom, his words, and then choosing to obey them afterwards. That's really the most simplistic, only way to get back to him is if we do those two things. Tip number six from Elder Scott is to keep the Lord's commandments. Past LDS President Joseph Fielding Smith has said, quote, every baptized person can have an abiding testimony, but it will grow dim and eventually disappear without study, obedience, and diligently seeking to know and understand the truth. And then Elder Scott goes on to say, quote, obedient application of truth is the surest way of making it eternally yours. The wise use of knowledge will permeate your life with its precious fruit. Close quote. And then number seven, this is one of my favorite pieces of advice I've ever heard on personal study, and it also comes from Elder Scott. He says that when you receive revelation from your studies, to write it down. Elder Scott said, quote, after a study of the scriptures, I was in prayer, impressed to ask, was there yet more to be given? I received further impressions, and the process of writing down the impressions, pondering, and then praying for confirmation was repeated. Again, I was prompted to ask the Lord, is there more that I should know? And there was. When the last, most sacred experience was concluded, I had received some of the most precious, specific, personal direction one could hope to obtain in this life. Had I not responded to the first impressions and recorded them, I would not have received the last, most precious guidance. Close quote. And then finally, number eight, Elder Scott says that we need to share the revelation we receive and the instruction that we receive with others when it's appropriate. He said, quote, you will find that efforts to share knowledge are often rewarded with more understanding as additional light flows into your mind and heart. Well, I really hope you take Elder Scott's advice to heart, because I've heard this advice several times throughout my life, kind of disconnected and not in one succinct list like this, but it's really changed the way that I've gone about my personal scripture study, and I know that it can be beneficial for you as well. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from a member of the LDS Quorum of the 70, Elder Jörg Klebengott, and he said, acknowledge and face your weaknesses, but don't be immobilized by them. I love that. It's a really great thought to end on. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.